We have been in this subject for a few weeks now because acknowledgement is the pathway to true honor. When we get into a position of honoring God, we are entering into that place of elevated peace. That's the whole reason why we've gone back and got into the word, and in reference to acknowledgement, rather, coming out of Proverbs chapter 3, because true acknowledgement. He said to us on a couple of services ago that you can't honor who you don't acknowledge. But today, and we learned that in acknowledgement, we found prosperity. We found that it's in the acknowledgement, it's not necessarily in the honor, but the acknowledgement opens the windows of prosperity, according to what we've learned over in Proverbs chapter 3. That when we acknowledge the Lord, He directs our paths, which means He prospers our paths. Well, today He wants to show us something, what we learned in Old Store, the even as factor. It's not just prosperity, but I want to talk to you about in the beginning of this message about how physical healing, and I heard you say that, Elder Donna, and I've heard you begin to thank God for physical healing. And that is exactly what he wants to reveal to us, that in the acknowledgement, that becomes a recipe for physical healing.
Bless God.
And it's really, really powerful that it comes out of Proverbs chapter 3 again. There's two things that we're going to deal with today. We're going to deal with what's called the umbilical cord to prosperity and healing, but we're going to talk about health unto our navels coming out of Proverbs 3. And then next week, we're going to deal with marrow unto our bones, which is, I
Bless
mean,
God.
absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. All right. So today, I want to talk to you about acknowledgement, the true umbilical cord to the prosperity and healing. I'm going to lean more on healing than prosperity. But the old store that brings this is 3 John. Chapter 1, verse number 2. 3 John, verse 2.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Again, we learned that when we acknowledge the Lord, there is prosperity. The direction of our paths means he'll make prosperous our paths, that all of our paths end in peace when we're in the place of acknowledgement. So we've been finding out how you can't honor who you don't acknowledge, as I said. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, plainly reveals how our prosperity or increase is going to come through acknowledging the Lord in all of our ways. Substance is created through acknowledging. I mean, completely created. You can't sow a seed unto the Lord and increase without acknowledging him. You can't give a blind or a lame sacrifice and think that the Lord is going to accept it and receive it and then cause it to increase. It's not going to happen. Blind and lame sacrifices are things that we give unto God just kind of because the Bible says we need to do this. We don't do it in a place of absolute regard or a place where it's authentic unto him, where we're honoring. Oftentimes we just do things mechanically. There's no increase from that. And also I want to say there's no healing that can come from that. So this is where a substance giving is birthed into authenticity, is in the place of acknowledgement, which we've already learned. But not only will we find the place of prosperity, but we find the physical and mental cures. Literally, perfect healing is found in acknowledging the Lord in all of our ways. All right? It establishes and resurrects the true fear of the Lord. I want to say that again because we're going to deal with that as well. It establishes a true fear of the Lord. Keep that in mind because we're going to deal with that through this message. For to fear the Lord is to honor the Lord.
Amen.
All right? So we pick up over in Proverbs chapter 3, and we are dissecting this chapter, and I'm loving every minute of it. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. It says, in all of thy ways, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. There's our prosperity. Be not wise in thine own eyes, verse 7 says. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, be not wise in thine own eyes is just like saying verse 6 all over again. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Then it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. So verse 7 and verse 6 are like mirrors. It's like a mirror. They're saying it again. But then it's telling you what's going to happen. Fear is going to develop and depart from evil. It sounds like the scriptures denoting giving effort for you to fear God and depart from evil. But in essence, that's not what's happening here, because the word is not ever built on works, not under the rhema word. When it's coming via rhema, it's built by the work in which Christ has already done. So you're not learning, you're not hearing this. When you hear it, you got to hear it for the way it sounds or the way it's being sounded in under rhema. Be not wise. If I acknowledge God, I'll be not wise. I won't be wise in my own eyes. I will fear the Lord and depart from evil. All right. Then what it says is going to take place. It's going to become a health, verse number 8, to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. All right. So when I enter the fear through acknowledgement, I enter the fear through, how do I know that? Because the word fear actually translates honor. So through acknowledgement, I enter into honor. I enter into the fear of the Lord. Then by entering in that place of the fear of the Lord, I end up departing from evil, and it becomes health to my navel and marrow to my bones. Somebody say amen if you're hearing me.
Amen.
All right, now here we go. Watch this now. This becomes very, very enlightening. Truly enlightening here. It's in the fear that we depart from evil. So when I read verse 7, I hear, fear the Lord and you will depart from evil. Fear is established and resurrected by way of acknowledgement of the Lord. See, as a Christian, there's times that we get into places in life where we don't have a reverence for the Lord. We kind of go renegade. We kind of go rogue on things. And it's all because we stop acknowledging in the way that we once did. So when we begin to acknowledge the Lord, when we begin to regard him, all right, fear is resurrected. True fear of the Lord. And when I say fear, I'm talking about a reverence.
Amen.
It's a reverential fear. It's not just a dread that we feel. That's not how God wants to play it out. Although if he has to use a dread, he will, just to get you back into reverence. But the truth be told, he's trying to get us in the place of reverence, which means honor. So when I enter into true honor, people, when we enter into true honor, it becomes health to our navels and marrow to our bones. We're going to get to the meat of that in just a few. True acknowledgement is constant hearing. Remember that. Don't lose that. Which is wisdom. And actually doing what we've heard. This is how we acknowledge. Constantly hearing and then doing. That's true acknowledgement. I hear the rhema, I do the rhema. That brings acknowledgement. And reverence is made manifest. Why? How is it done? Because we see that God is directing or prospering our paths, so it causes an authentic reverence to rise, which in that reverence is our fear. And when we enter into that, it becomes health. My God, watch this now. Watch this. It becomes health. And it makes so much sense. It's so powerful to why it becomes health. And I thought about you, Elder Donna, because this is your type of stuff. You studied in the medical field. And this is your type of stuff here. Staying in the study of the Rhema word and doing the Rhema word is our acknowledgement unto the Father. This is what establishes fear. Again, I'm going to say it again. This is what establishes true fear. It establishes the fear of the Lord and causes us to depart from evil. It gives us the power, which we learned last week, to lay down things we ought not be doing.
Amen.
All right, in John 10, that Jesus got power, we found out in John chapter 10, that he had power to lay down his life through acknowledging the Father. Jesus stayed in the reverence or the fear of the Lord. All right? So now to fear means to revere. It means to reverence. It means that you stand in a place of astonishment and awe. When God blows your mind, you have entered the fear of the Lord. When God causes you to ooh and to ah, you've entered into the fear of the Lord. It also means to honor. It means that you honor him here. And this is why the Lord, is trying to get us into a place of authentic honor, because healing is a part of the peace package.
Yes, it is.
Physical healing, praise God, is a part of the peace. It's under the heading of this welfare. And so it's a part of the peace. So God is saying, listen, I want to get my people to a place of prosperity and healing, but it's only going to come when they are in a place of authentic honoring. And they'll get here if they begin to acknowledge me again, if they begin to get back into that study of the Rhema word. You're going to find out in this message that God, from the beginning of giving us Rhema, has been trying to apostolically, the chief apostle, has been trying to truly position us in this. From the very beginning, when he trained us on continuing to hear, we didn't know it, but God was training us on how to be in a place of real honor unto him. And if we enter into true honor, we enter into prosperity and we enter into healing.
Amen, God.
All right, watch this now. So fear means to revere, means reverence, it means astonishment, it means to be in awe, it means to honor. It's the benefits of acknowledgement, of acknowledging the Lord, that develops true fear, which is true honor. It's these benefits that come out of the acknowledging. See, when prosperity, beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. See, when these two show up, it develops this place of true fear. All right? Now it says it will be health. It will be health unto our navel. All right. The word health means it's a cure. If you're looking for a physical cure, this is it. I was reminded while I was sleeping last night, because I fell asleep meditating on the word, and the Lord reminded me of when Moses had to put together the brass serpent, because all of the children of Israel were being bit by vipers. They were being bit by snakes. And it was because of what they did. It was because of their own foolishness. But then God's mercy came, and Moses held a brazen serpent, and anyone to look upon the brazen serpent was healed of the bite that they had undergone. And Jesus used that that particular event to say that when he's lifted up, he becomes that serpent, that he becomes a cure for anyone that will look upon him. And entering into the place of where the cure is for your physical healing, it's in the place of acknowledgement. It's in the place of the study of the word. We don't seem to realize the power that's actually being released when we're in the rainbow. And that stinks that we don't have an awareness to the fact that we're under a cure for things that we might be suffering physically, that we also might be suffering mentally. When we're in the rhema, in true acknowledgement, there is a cure for whatever you're going through physically.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, there's a cure. The word health unto thy navel, it means a cure. It means healing. It means repair. It also translates thoroughly made whole. And I understand why now, because the word navel, this is so powerful to me. It means the umbilical cord. All right. When it's talking about health unto thy neighbor, what's really connected is the umbilical cord of Christ.
Yes.
The nourishment that's in him now is flowing in you. The health that you're receiving is coming through and by him. It's whatever he's putting into his body. You got to hear that again. His body that's bringing forth health into you.
Bless
so now
God.
He's causing, what he does under, oh, this blesses me. What he does is he reconnects the umbilical cord in the place of acknowledgement.
Hallelujah.
If the umbilical
Jesus.
Cord of Christ was ever cut, it wasn't cut by his design. Because he's called this umbilical cord to stay on us and to stay connected to us throughout all of eternity. Why? That's where we get eternal life from. It's in the place where we're acknowledging him for all of eternity. That's why we're going to live forever. But we are connected by the umbilical cord.
Yes, God.
When we lose the place of acknowledgement, that cord is cut for the moment. And we begin to suffer physical things. We suffer impoverished things. We suffer in ways we ought not to, because the power of Christ is coming through the umbilical cord that he's actually ordained never to be cut from the believer.
Bless God.
So now it also translates the center of strength. Acknowledgement becomes the center of strength. That becomes health unto our navels. It connects us again to the sustenance, to the cure, to the healing, to the repair, to being thoroughly made whole. It's by way of acknowledgement, praise God. And now all of a sudden you're moving in a cure. You see, we get so caught up in what we think is going to bring forth deliverance and healing. We get so caught up in religiosity, thinking that we can fast it out or do this or lay hands on ourselves. In essence, those things should be true. But oftentimes we do them in such a letter type manner because we're
yes.
not in the place of acknowledging.
Amen.
So those things which the Bible says to do are not effective because we're not in the place of true acknowledgement. Though the Bible says to do it, we're not seeing the results. Jesus.
Bless God.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
My notes left the screen. That's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see my notes again?
Yes.
Yeah.
They just flew off the screen. All right. But nevertheless, here we go. The bottom line is this. That acknowledgement now creates the umbilical cord, which reconnects us back to Christ. Now, I'm going to just tantalize your palates just for a minute. The word marrow means a beverage or refreshment, all right? A drink. It also means to irrigate, which I found very interesting because now I understand why there's much food in the tillage of the poor, because when we're under acknowledgement, we're irrigated. And now there's a flow where God can continue to bring water and cause growth. That's what marrow is translating. The word bones, which I find intriguing, which I'm not going to stay on, we're going to deal with next week, it means the body or the substance. So marrow or refreshment or irrigation comes to the body. It comes to our substance when we are in the place of acknowledging. If you're still with me, just say amen so I know you're with me.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Right, so the body is irrigated. The body is irrigated. The body now is also, praise God, is under the place of where we are constantly receiving water for constant growth, for constant harvest coming of healing and success. It's flowing when we stay into acknowledgement. Why am I saying that? Because he says that when I enter the fear, which is honor, it will be health to my navel and marrow to my bones. The body entirely is irrigated like this. And which makes sense because we're going to go a little bit deeper into the understanding of the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord, oh, Jesus. Here we go. If you're looking for a cure, if you're looking to be physically touched, please just listen to this. It's only through acknowledgement. When you get back into a place of being a hearer of the word and then a doer of the word, you will find the cure. You will be healed. He healeth all of our diseases.
Amen.
Everything in terms of physical health will come by way of acknowledging the Lord in all of your ways.
Bless God.
There is a cure for you. There is healing. The Bible says that healing is the children's bread. But it only comes when you align yourself and you enter into a place of true honor. You got to lose your life, the Bible says, to save your life. There's a cure for you. There's healing for you. It's healing for the body of Christ. The entire body will be irrigated. The entire body will be watered, truly watered. We will have, my God, our bones will receive the right marrow.
Yes, God.
The body will receive the right marrow. This isn't just an individual word. It is a body word. It's a word that brings the body about. And I'm ahead of schedule, but I can't help it because that's where the Spirit of the Lord has taken me. This is where the body will resurrect. We will become one under acknowledgement. It's true. I've been screaming it for the last several weeks. This is where oneness is established. I'll do you one better, everyone that's on the line and listening. We become the umbilical cord. We become the umbilical cord. We become Christ, as God has been telling us, that through the place of absolute perfect peace, we become Christ to one another. This is what connects us to the body. This becomes the center of our strength. This is why we receive prosperity and healing. We are reconnected to the body of Christ. We are literally fed and nourished from the body. The umbilical cord of Christ is reconnected. It wasn't supposed to ever have been severed. He was always called to be the one that feeds us. And I tell you how I know that, because there's a Hebrew name for God. And one of the Hebrew names for God is El Shaddai. And what El Shaddai means is the many-breasted one. He was always supposed to milk feed us. We were always supposed to be nourished by way of Christ. Jesus, he said it like this. And when if you weren't being milk fed by him anymore as El Shaddai, then you would have been fed, because he said this. He said to eat his flesh, drink his blood, that we might remain a part of him. We were always designed to be nourished by him. Hallelujah. And if I can reconnect to the umbilical cord, which is the source of my sustenance, by merely coming into a place of staying in the study of the conversation that God is having, then that's exactly what I intend to do. Why? Because I'm going to find the cure.
Yes.
For anything that's going wrong or going left field in my life, there is a cure. Hallelujah. I hear this. There is a balm in Gilead. There's healing.
Bless God.
The umbilical cord revealed and how it truly functions. Now, the Lord has been training and positioning us for kingdom success for quite a while, for prosperity and healing. He's been doing it from the beginning of the Rhema about Rhema. The key to true acknowledging is hearing, everyone. That's where our acknowledgement comes from. And we have been trained in the place of hearing. My goodness, we have been trained. And that's why the devil fights like he does. You were trained from the beginning for success. You've been trained from the beginning of learning about Rhema on how to walk in true kingdom. You've already been trained. You've been positioned. God just didn't reveal the truth to you yet, but he's doing it now. You've been trained and positioned for success and healing. You've been trained for prosperity, for kingdom wealth. kingdom health. One who can hear is one that is chosen for life in the kingdom. We need to finish, I hear the Lord say this, we need to finish taking the next step to full kingdom manifestation. What is that next step? The place of honor is the next step. That when I begin to honor God, when I begin to be able to understand that I've been empowered to lay down my substance, to lay down my life in areas that don't please him, when I begin, I take the next step to kingdom manifestation. The next step is for us to also recognize the power and authority that we hold to lay it down. We need to understand that we're not hearing for nothing. We're hearing because it's empowering us to get it done. This is what we've been waiting for. Mark 4:11 says this, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere. It's been given unto us to understand and to know, to be aware of, to recognize, regard the mystery. God is doing that. He's unraveling the mystery now, saying that if you come into a place where you acknowledge me, you will see that it becomes health to thy navel, marrow to thy bones. You will see that I will prosper your paths. You will see this. You've been trained in the place of hearing for the purpose of continued acknowledgement.
Amen, God.
This is what we've been waiting for, everybody. This is the mystery of the kingdom, and it's on us. It's upon us right now. Take the next step. I heard this old story. Be a cliff jumper. Take the chance, man. Jump off that ledge and come on in and do exactly what the word of God is saying we ought to do. We've been called to this. True acknowledgement is hearing. Jesus, we go back over to John 10. We look at verses 15 and 16. It says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear. Listen, the sheep shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I got fragments while I was teaching this, and he was giving me fragments, so I had to go back in. And of course, the fragments became a meal. It says that the sheep will hear my voice. So now Jesus reveals that the sheep will be one fold. He reveals that his sheep will hear his voice. It's in the hearing of his voice that we will become one fold.
Amen.
The word hear means understand. If we remember in Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. The word acknowledge means gain understanding. So now, while I'm hearing him, I'm gaining, I'm understanding. That's the place where acknowledging begins. It's in the hearing. I've been telling you, stay in the study. The study of what? Of what we've been hearing. Why? Because this is how we begin to truly acknowledge. We gain understanding. He said, the sheep will hear. They will understand. Look at this. It's in the place. What am I getting to? It's in the place of acknowledgement that we become one fold.
Yes, God.
Jesus. It's in the place of hearing. Oh, but let me break that down. It's in the place of not just being on the line and pressing a record or whatever. So, no. It's in the place of understanding. That is the place of acknowledging. Watch me now. Stay with me. We become one fold. What am I talking about? I'm talking about revealing the umbilical cord. And some of you are going to go gaga when you hear what this is. So now we're gaining understanding because we're hearing. We're becoming one fold. So it's in the acknowledging that we gain understanding. That comes by way of hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. All right, watch this now. In Mark 4:23-24, it says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. In the AMPC, it says it like this. In the Amplified Classic, it says, if any man has ears to hear, let him be listening and let him perceive. It's another word for acknowledgement. And comprehend, another word for acknowledgement. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing, the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. When I begin to look at this, I begin to say, wait a minute, hold it now. We are the umbilical cord to one another. Wow. And I begin to understand something. I said, wait a minute. We are the umbilical cord. We become the umbilical cord to each other. Hearers are one and the true joints of the body, right? Mm. Now, we become the umbilical cord to Christ. Now, I know why the devil wants to keep hearers separate. Because Jesus has always ordained it to be us. Him in us. And we nourish each other. Watch this now. John 10:16, back to that, it says, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The word fold, and I couldn't believe this, means the body of those who follow Jesus as their guide and keeper. I said, wait a minute. We're hearing, but the one fold, we become one because we are the body. Now watch this now, watch this. We're gonna go a little bit further just so I can just show you that we become the umbilical cord. But the only way I can help you and the only way you can help me is by way of constant acknowledging.
Yes.
I will, my joint, yes. Watch this, in Ephesians 4:16, it says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I said, wait a minute. When I'm giving my supply, I'm acting as the umbilical cord.
Yes, sir.
I'm acting as, I am now the umbilical cord in which Christ is feeding through.
Yes, sir.
And now it's connected to the body. The one fold is us, the body of those that are following Jesus as guide and keeper. It's us now. We are one. We become that body. And now the supply is coming through, then I become an umbilical cord to you. And when you get a rhema, you become an umbilical cord to me. I'm being nourished. Yes, and look God. At what happens when I'm being nourished properly. It means that I come into the effectual working. I'm getting increased. The word increase means this. First of all, the word supply, let me break this down first. The word supply means minister. I minister. I nourish. It also means, and I like this, I thought about you, Minister Kirk, I thought about you, it means to superimpose. So while I'm ministering to you, I'm superimposing Christ on you. This is why the cure is on you in the midst of this. This is why we're being nourished. This is why we prosper. Why? Because when we do this, when we give our supply, it causes us increase. Increase means I cause you to grow. You cause me to grow. It means also we become greater because of it. We are the umbilical cord of Christ, one to another. But if you're not in the place of acknowledging, I'm losing strength.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When you're not in position,
oh,
we're losing because
hallelujah,
you're not
Jesus.
where you're supposed
Hallelujah,
to be.
Jesus.
But my God, how when you're under it and you're going through it, you know to connect on this line. Why? Because in your subconscious, you must have a revelation that there's an umbilical cord of nourishment that I'm about to gain. Well, don't just be a taker, be a giver of this thing, and let's grow together and come into the cure. Let's come into prosperity. Let's come into what God has really ordained for us to walk in. We supply. We are the umbilical cord. We do this. Each joint supplieth. Each joint ministers. Each joint nourishes. Every one of us. You can look at it from this perspective, and I mean to wig you out, but you can look at it from this, that every joint is an umbilical cord. Bringing supply. But when you're not in the place of acknowledgement, we're weaker. We're not stronger. If we want to win, if we want the cure, my God, this is why we call on one another when somebody's sick and not well. This is why we need to call on each other when finances aren't moving like they should. Why? Because each joint supplies.
Yes, God.
There's healing. There is a cure. If we get disconnected, and my rhema is low, I need nourishment. If I'm not in position, if the enemy kind of blindsided me, I need you to be in position. I need you to be the umbilical cord that can feed me, strengthen me, give me the cure. And I need somebody to understand this. The Spirit of God told me. He said that the cure is always in the atmosphere when supply is coming through the umbilical cord. You need an awareness of the truth. The cure is always in the atmosphere when the supply is coming through the umbilical cord. You need to understand that when supply is being given, and my God, your ears are hearing, you're in the position of for the cure. Eden, as Elder Donna talked about in the prayer, Eden is available. It's health unto your navel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is the center of strength. It is the umbilical cord. I gotta say this. I mean, if you look at the physical or the side of things where it becomes medical, and you get the medical revelation of the umbilical cord, that when the mother is feeding and she's eating, she's also nourishing the child.
Yes,
at the same time. The child within her stomach is being nourished. The supplements that the child needs are coming in. There's increase and growth that happens because
yes.
of the umbilical cord.
Yes.
If the child is ever weak in her stomach and uncomfortable and hungry, by the time the mother feeds, the child settles down. The child, too, is gaining strength, finding the cure.
Amen, amen.
And the thing about the many-breasted one, the thing about our El Shaddai is he doesn't put nothing bad in his stomach, so nothing is going to upset you. It's only increase. It's only healing. He's
yeah.
not eating
yeah.
outside of what he should be eating. It's only health and strength under us. It's nothing short of that, hallelujah. But it's coming by way of the acknowledgement. It's coming by way of acknowledgement. If you want to be connected to the umbilical cord, start to acknowledge him. Get into the place of the fear of the Lord, to the place of actual honor. If you're short of strength and power, even right now, you can receive it. He's got a joint on the phone. Yeah, my name's Apostle Todd Harley, and I'm a joint today. That's all I am, is a joint. I'm an umbilical cord to whomever needs it.
Yes.
And here's the supply. And my goodness, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
In whatever measure you need. It's making increase in you. And it's edifying you. Well, I tell you, take it a next step further. Pull the cure out of this. Pull the power out of this to lay down whatever it is that you should lay down. Pull the strength from this. There's more supernatural things that can happen than you just being encouraged on the line today. Every burden can be removed and every yoke can be destroyed. We are the umbilical cord to one another. Yeah. And other sheep I have, it says in 10:16, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. One body. How do we do it? By hearing, by acknowledging. I take it serious. I'm so serious about it. I may not be perfect in my life, but one thing I'm not going to play around with is being the supply that God has called me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, it's giving me the ability. Oh my God, if you could ever be in my bed to understand the things in which I go through in the night seasons. But the place of understanding that I'm coming to is absolutely phenomenal.
Praise God.
And the deeper I get into this message, the more detached I become from Satan and from what he had molded me to try to be. The greater deliverance I come into because I understand what's taking place. I'm being empowered.
Amen, God.
I'm truly being empowered. Bottom line is God wanted to reveal to you that true acknowledgement is the umbilical cord to absolute healing and prosperity. We don't understand the value of the study that we have. We don't understand the value that we hold one for another. We need Joshua back in the lineup.
Amen.
We need Carolyn back in the lineup.
Amen.
We need the ministers of True Gospel Ministries. We need the joints. We need the umbilical cords. We need you. We need all of you. The Javons, we need you. We need you. We need what God has given you. He's been teaching us on this, man, and we are positioned to really walk in the manifestation.
Yes, yes, yes.
He says, and I understand now also why he says in Mark 24b, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Now I understand. Because when we hear, we sow. It makes so much sense. I'm so free with my notes. I'm free with every word I learn. And I'm always getting more. It's because I sow it. I'm giving. Each joint supplieth. I minister. And so when you minister to him that hears, shall more be given. So what God does here, I can't not be a hearer. I can't not be a hearer, and I can't not minister the things in which I have heard. Why? Because it's there that I get into this wonderful rotation of acknowledgement. I'm sowing what I've heard, so I'm getting more. I'm sowing what I've heard, so I'm getting more. And it's that constant acknowledgement. And I'm just gaining the understanding of the power that I walk in because of the acknowledgement. So we sow into one another, and sowing into one another honors the Lord. This is why the Lord causes increase in our hearing. When our hearing increases, kingdom in its totality increases at the same time. I know that was a different type message.
So good.
But we need to understand it. We need to really understand it, that when I move in true honor, I move into a place where health, I'm connected to the cure. And then I can be a cure for someone else. I want you to take a moment right now. I want you to just take this moment. I'm finished with this message for today. But I want you to take this moment. I want you to reach deep. Honestly, I want you to reach deep. I want you to reach really deep within yourself. And I want you to try something. I want you to pull the cure to the surface. I want you to bring it to the surface. Those of you that have been going through in physical ways, I want you to pull the cure to the surface. How do I do that? You say, well, right now in your hearing, you're in the place of acknowledging him. All right. You are in the fear of the Lord. You're in a place of reverence. Some of you might even be astonished, or you might be in awe because you've heard. Those are all indications that the cure is around you. Healing is around you. Health to your navel. It's an indication that you're connected to the source of nourishment for healing. If you're standing in astonishment, if you feel reverence for the Lord, you're in the right place of honor. Not only do we get to sow from this place, but we also get healed in this place.
Yes, God, thank you.
And I want you to lift your hands, but I want you to reach deep within your being, within inside of what you just heard. And I want you to pull to the surface the cure for whatever physical ailment you might have. And I want you to pull it to the surface. And I want you to do it by the knowledge, by the awareness. Whatever area you might need healing mentally is here right now. Praise God. So reach inside. Bring it to the surface. And let the Lord know you're connected to the cure. Let him know that you are connected to his umbilical cord, that nourishment is inside of you, and that you want all of the benefits in its totality. The measure of understanding that you have right now, I would say, is sailing right at about 100-fold. To why you should be healed. You're sailing right at 100-fold to why healing is flowing in you. You're reconnected to the reverential fear of the Lord. You're reconnected. And health is flowing to your navel. Jesus, hallelujah, Master. Jesus, hallelujah. We don't have to stay sick. We don't have to mentally be distraught. This healing flowing. It's a balance.
Hallelujah, God.
It's in the atmosphere. Even right now, it's here. Kustevalo, kust. Shalavalamoro kundaria, papa. Kolabonoro soda. Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of you recognize the power to lay it down. Yes. This is perfect peace. How much more peace can a child have literally being literally fed by their mother and just growing? No cares, no worries, no distresses in the womb of their mother. Just growing, being fed. How much peace? Doesn't know not one distress. Just increasing. Don't even have to chew their own food. Literally just being fed. That's exactly the position you're in right now. Total propitiation. Absolute peace. And only thing you're doing is receiving. Well, receive it all because in Christ it's finished. The cure is here. It's now. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Mavabahusha. Mari ikoro tomani. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If Ashley's on the line and hearing, there's healing that's flowing. Ashley, there's healing that's flowing right now. It's flowing. If you're hearing this, you're connected to this umbilical cord. The nourishment of our Lord Jesus Christ is flowing for you. I mean truly flowing. For whatever it is that you might need, there's a cure right this very moment. There's a healing balm in Gilead for you. And it's flowing freely. There's no effort. There's zero effort just for you, just to receive. To acknowledge and receive. That's all. That's all. Oh, yes, that's it. Just to receive. Bamanu Shiladaka. Baliyatu. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I say again, don't let the oppression of the enemy stand in your way. He's the only blocker here. Don't let the oppression of the enemy tell you different. Don't let your inconsistencies, don't let your mistakes, don't let anything tell you different. The Bible says that we've been justified by the blood of Jesus. You are fully justified because of his blood. And you are a full participant, and you can fully receive. Because of his blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. There's a few comments. I'm just going to read them. Jay says, this is really good. L. Allen says, amen. Minister Kurt says, amen. Jay says, amen. Elder Donna says amen and amen. And Javon says amen with hands lifted. I agree. Amen. Amen. We're one because of our acknowledgement. We're one because of our hearing. And we're blessed to nourish each other with healing and prosperity. God bless you guys. I'm finished right there. Be blessed. Be blessed. I'm going to hand it over into the hands of our announcer. First, we're going to take up